Good afternoon. You're listening to 3CR's Trans Day of Audibility broadcast, dedicated to amplifying trans and gender diverse voices on this day, the Trans Day of Visibility 2026. I'm Rob, a proud non-binary transgender and queer person, and I also host the Monday Breakfast Show here on 3CR. I'll be taking you through until 1 o'clock. Before we get started with the next segment for this half an hour, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land from which we are broadcasting, the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nations. Sovereignty has never been ceded, and the same colonial government which prevents trans and gender diverse people from having agency over their own bodies and identities is actively committing genocide against First Nations people across this continent. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land. For the next half an hour, we'll be hearing a conversation I had with Sam and Gia of T Generation Gyms, which is a trans-owned and operated gym in so-called Coburg. We speak about the gym's ethos of intentionally building a community of strong, resilient, trans and gender non-conforming people, the gym's evolution, and being trans people within the fitness space. The conversation begins with Sam and Gia introducing themselves and telling us what weightlifting and movement in general means to them. Before we get started, please note, listeners, that this interview does contain some foul language throughout. It runs for half an hour, so feel free to tune back in after one if you'd rather not hear trans people use foul language.
Hi, my name is Sam. I'm the founder and head coach of TGen Gyms. We are a strength and conditioning facility out in Coburg in Naarm where we center trans and gender diverse folks, but I've got space for anyone that's not a dickhead. And for me, like training, weightlifting, strength training, it was the grounding practice that connects me to my body, to my agency, and it is a tool for personal capacity building to live as a trans person in the world in this day and age. And strength training and movements of all kinds is and will always be extremely important to me because, as I said, it was the fundamental practice that helped me learn the language of myself and supported the navigation of my own transitional journey 17 years ago, and it helped me repair my relationship with how I can move with the world, through the world, with, you know, and it is something that in a world of constant change, constant speed, navigation, things are, it's very, very hard to know what is true right now. A 20 kilo barbell will always be a 20 kilo barbell. And that has been a stable thought for me for the past 17 years. However, you know, lift, bad brain day, lift heavy circle, good brain day. Like, it's as simple as that sometimes. How about you, Gia?
Hello, my name is Gia. My pronouns are they, she. I am one of the strength and conditioning coaches at T Generation Gym. For me, my training has been something that's given me routine and structure in periods of my life where it's been severely lacking. So it's had been something that gets me out of bed in the morning, something to help me wind down of the evening, something for me to focus on. And the more I train and the more I gain autonomy in my body, I have a growing appreciation for how challenging it's been living in a trans body and how empowering it is for me to have a movement practice or a series of movement practices that focus more on how my body feels and how my body moves and what I can do as opposed to how my body looks, because sometimes the way my body looks and the way I want it to look doesn't align, but the way my body feels is fucking excellent, because I work really, really hard at being able to perform well in the areas that I care about, and that makes me feel strong and confident and empowered as a trans person.
Now, I want to just quickly talk to both. Obviously, Sam, you own the place, and Gia, you've been here for a hot minute. Maybe y'all would like to talk about sort of the evolution of the space and the community. Obviously, you've moved locations 3 times.
That's right. I can start. So TGen in its current form now, in our third space, is, I want to say, 2.5 years old. But in itself, TGen's actually been bit over 13 years ago, this has been in build. This has been my hyper-focus, this has been my work, this has been the pursuit, and it all started with gatekeeping, with prejudice, with, no, you can't be here. So a part of my trans and movement journey is I was actually kicked out of a gym within the first year of my transition, and instead of allowing that experience to completely turn me away from movement, from training, from just that empowerment, that affirmation that comes with gym life, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to build my own. If you won't let me in, well, we're going to build it anyway, because movement is a human right. Training was the most incredible grounding thing that I found, and there was no way that I was going to give up access to this. So what had to happen is, well, I had to work out, you know, how to open a gym, what personal training was, all of this here, that bit of spite started that journey, and I became relentless in, well, if you're not going to let me in, I'm going to create my own way. And that pushed me into just being unapologetic with my transition, with my journey, going up to people within the fitness industry to find trainers, to find time in there, and almost challenge them to not let me be there. And so my certifications, my study was, about 13 years ago now, and whether it's like hiding in plain sight throughout the fitness industry, it was not safe to be a trans person out in the open. And it still arguably is not now, to a point. But the only way to access knowledge, to access learning, to be able to apply it to what was happening within my own body, you had to go behind enemy lines, so to speak. You had to, commercial gyms, dude bros, everything there, they were the gatekeepers at the point. And these tools of these tools of body contouring, these tools of affirmation manipulation when it came to sculpting the body to create an affirming physique, as a trans person, that was the most enticing thing. What do you mean I could build a body that met with my expectations of who I was and where I wanted to go by literally picking it up and putting back down these heavy circles? Incredible. I'm going to go after it. And it wasn't until my last employed space, which is where I met Gia. We won't mention that particular gym now because it doesn't exist anymore. But it wasn't until starting to meet other queer folks hiding in plain sight as well that I made the jump to go, we're doing this. We're actually going to create a space of our own. And 1.0 originally opened on the 1st of March 2021. It was the size of a little shoebox in Coburg North, 45 square meters that I would sleep in most nights. It was fitted out with crap you found from the side of the road, stuff that was pinched from gyms going down. And we opened during lockdown. We opened in that initial little break to then shut right back down afterwards. And funnily enough, it was the best thing I could have ever done, because we stood for movement. We stood for empowerment. We stood for having a space where you could come and move and you didn't have to justify who you were, why you were here, and community built around us. And by being visible, being open, by saying it with our whole chest, no, you can come train here, it is so much fun, come get jacked, everyone just pulled in and around. Not that, you know, I could give two shits whether you are here for moving for mental health or moving for affirmation. It's that practice for you that's the most important part. But in the beginning, in that little tin warehouse where steam was coming off our shoulders at 7 a.m. because there was no heating, there was no nothing. It was milk crates and little barbells. We grew. There was 50 of us in that room. And then about five, six months later, we had a little bit of a Breaking Bad situation at the complex. So I needed to lift and go. There was, at 5:30 in the morning, I'd go to open the gym, and there were some very unwell folks there that were very, very affected, and it just was not safe. So I leveraged some contacts that I had from said previous unmentioned employment before I left to get to 2.0. They were the same realtor agents, and they knew who we were. Well, they knew who my boss was at the time, but didn't know what we were doing. Then we moved to 2.0. And that's, I'll hand it over to Gia now, because Gia came in at 2.0 from there on.
Thank you. A quick little perspective on, like, you know, some of the evolution of gyms and, like, my experience in them. I remember, like, I feel like I can only really remember, like, a little bit before lockdown. But, yeah, I've had my own experiences of being laughed at in gyms, people sneering at me, taking photos and videos of me. Being like pretty rude and unwelcoming. And, you know, so I mean, it's strange because I'm so used to that. I'm so familiar with that, that it's kind of like, it's hard for me to actually train in a space that's like very actively LGBT. It's like, that's so unfamiliar to me that it's like, I can't actually train at TGen because I'm like, what the hell? I'm not stimulated enough. I'm not fighting for my life here. I couldn't possibly focus. Which, I don't know, maybe I should talk to my therapist about that. Maybe that says something about me. But over the years, I've actually noticed that things like this have happened less and less. It's been years since anybody in a gym has made me feel uncomfortable. And for anyone who doesn't know me and know what I look like, it's like, I'm big, buff, I got tattoos, I wear tiny little shorts, little crop tops, and like chains with spikes on them. It's like, I'm not hiding. There's no hiding. It's like, I'm in plain sight. It's very obvious that I'm queer as all hell. And in a lot of commercial gyms that I train at these days, I'll have like massive burly dude bros coming up to me and be like, you know, they'll be like, hey, brother, you know, which, I mean, you know, it's not particularly accurate for me, but I appreciate that they're being respectful. And they'll be like, hey, can you check my form on this? You know, and they'll be like, how's your training going? You know, there's like fist bumps, there's camaraderie, and they're really friendly. And I just tell, you know, as I get familiar with them, I'll tell them about, like, you know, that I'm trans and I'm involved in a trans gym and stuff. And a lot of them are really supportive. And I'm seeing more gyms these days like asking me and other queer folks about how to, like, how they can help, how can they make their space more accessible for the LGBT community. So times are changing, and I'm seeing more and more queer people wanting to get involved in heavy lifting, you know, being like, there used to be this thing earlier when I started coaching, especially trans community, a lot of trans feminine people, like, not really wanting to, like, touch the heavy weights, being a bit nervous about it, not wanting big shoulders, totally understand it. But these days, I'm actually finding quite the opposite. There are a lot of, especially trans feminine people, who are like, I want to look scary. I want to get fucking buff. I want to be yoked. And it's like, okay, you've come to the right place. We can work. And when I started at TGen 2, oh my God, it was just like such a tiny little, like, adorable gym. It was like so lovely. We had like, what, four squat racks, and like a rack of dumbbells. It was like tiny. And seeing people rocking up every day, 6 a.m, they're coming in to train, whether it's like hailing outside or it's like scorching hot, didn't matter. People would be showing up consistently just in small groups to work on themselves and build their own bodily autonomy. And that has just snowballed astronomically. We have people, what were you saying, Sam? Like, people wanting to, there was like a student or somebody wanting to use TGen as like a...
So it's actually wild for me that, like, TGen is now considered a test case. And like, case studies are being written on us by like up and coming trans trainers, up and coming queers. Like, when you are head down, bum up in the work for the last 5 years, it is very important to sit, stop, smell the roses, so to speak. But as Gia said, our impact is creating ripples. It's creating waves. And I'm happy to be stand corrected and by all means reach out and tell me I'm wrong. It's fine. But from what I understand, we have the biggest trans gym in the entire world. There is, what we're doing here does not exist on the scale that it does. And I've been trying to find it. So please, someone correct me. And what I mean by that is the impact of just showing up how we do, posting the way we do, rocking up to events, being visible, being there, has created permission for, so not that anybody needed it, but in order to be it, you have to see it at times, this visibility piece. It's incredible to see how far the ripple effects have continued to go.
It's pretty amazing, and it's evolved so much that there are so many people in our community who are just so far beyond the days of, oh, you know, I just want to move a little bit to, you know, maybe like you just want to get a little bit fitter, and, you know, maybe that's, is it possible for me to put on maybe a little bit of muscle or something? And it's like, for so many people in our community, those days are just like well and truly behind us, and it's like, I want to get fucking yoked. And what we do here isn't just the end of it. It's like, once you've built a strong body, now you can go and do any sport you want, because you understand like the limits of your body, what you can and can't do. You've built a strong body that can absorb, you know, some impact and things like this. So now you can go off and you can play footy, you can play soccer, you can do combat sports, you can go on that hike that you want to go on and know how to keep yourself safe without getting totally decimated by it. So we're doing it here. Literally, come and join us.
LGBTIQA plus people, that's come from a large history of people standing up and acting up for our rights and our communities.
Talking queer Pacifica, talking about us.
You know, this very like violent act of like hatred and bigotry towards trans people, where they demonise the image of trans people, especially trans women.
For working class queers, for queers of colour, for those who are poor and homeless, the struggle is continuing.
3CR, stay tuned, stay radical.
Trans Family is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Trans Family runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to Trans Family are tax deductible. For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. Trans Family is a 3CR supporter.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio's annual Trans Day of Audibility broadcast. I'm Rob, a proud non-binary trans and queer person and host of the Monday Breakfast Show here on 3CR. We're currently hearing a conversation that I had with Sam and Gia, two coaches at T-Generation Gym in so-called Coburg. We're going to keep going with that interview now, with Sam continuing to talk to us about the journey that T-Generation and its community has been on.
And I guess to that point, it's really, really important to talk about exactly where T-Gen sits within the fitness movement body sphere, so to speak. We're a platform. We're a platform where people come to relearn the language of their own body. They repair their relationship to movement or create and establish one. Anyone that's been in our circle for a hot minute has heard us say, we don't want you to need us forever, we want you to want us forever. That is the difference. If we are not teaching you how to be more capable, how to build some skills and knowledge that and think critically about your own movement, we're not trying to build a whole bunch of yes folks that cannot make decisions for themselves and move in the way that they want to. And while it, you know, is that little bit of sweetness at the same time, it's beautiful to see folks graduate from here and feel confident that they can walk into any gym around the world and know what to do, where they are, whatever's going on. And that, like, that is it for me. That is the whole, it comes back to that. This is where it started. Like, trans people, we have been around for longer than recorded history. We were the original walkers between worlds, the bridges between everything and anything. We have lived so many different experiences that our reverence, our guidance, our mentorship was revered. And along the way, we have been systematically disempowered, isolated, separated. And in this space here, if you can learn to flip tires, move your way around a barbell, rebuild that capacity of control for your own decision making so you feel you can stand and walk tall, then we've done absolutely everything that we are meant to do. This is a reclamation project built through a gym.
I think that's such a wonderful little message, especially, you know, coming to the gym for what's it been for me, 3.5 years, Gia? 4 years, something like that.
About that, time's a scam.
But I think it's really beautiful that what you were both saying is, you know, weightlifting and movement in general gives trans people and myself the ability to not only say, like, this is what I want to do with my life physically, but also, like, emotionally, for both affirmation and for your mental health. But I did want to, obviously, in a lot of our conversations between the three of us over the past, I don't know, however many years, we have spoken a lot about building, very intentionally building a community that says, hey, I am trans, I don't have to hide, I'm yoked, I can lift hugely, you know, huge amounts of weights and do all of these amazing things with my body. How have y'all put that into your, you know, ethos? It's very involved in TGen's ethos, right?
So, like, practically speaking, like, the biggest event that we do at the end of each year is the Trans Takeover, and that is an event, a powerlifting event, where people test their strength on the squat, bench press, and deadlift. And for some people, it is their first time, their first ever, like, sporting event as an adult. And for some people, it's their first sporting event as a trans person, some, often both. And it's such a incredible event because it's a place where people can compete against themselves, and they can also showcase what they've been working on over the last X amount of months or X amount of years. And they are so visible. It's like, it's just you on the platform. Like, it's the you show when you're getting up for your first squat, whether it's, 25 kilos on the bar or whether it's 180 kilos, doesn't matter. It's like, it's the you show, and there is nowhere for you to hide, and there's nowhere for anyone else to look. So the visibility is incredible, and it's, you know, often totally mortifying for people the first time they do it. They're like, oh my God, I can't even remember what I just did on the platform. Did I even lift it? Have I done that yet? Because they're, like, terrified and anxious. But once you get past that initial lift, that initial fear, what it does for your confidence long term is irreplaceable. And it's probably, like, the biggest, like, practical thing that we do that is the most visible and has, like, a massive impact. There's always athletes who have a cry on the day, whether because they're so proud of themselves or maybe they're having a really hard day, maybe they're not performing as well as they wanted to. And it's a space where it's safe for you to have an awesome day, and it's safe for you to have a really, like, really hard moments throughout the day as well. And there is always people in the audience who come to us during the event or afterwards, and they are just weeping with, like, all kinds of emotions, like love and joy and inspiration, and they're just, like, overwhelmed. And it's like, wait a minute, there's all these different kinds of people doing this thing, people who look like me and people who look very different to me. Do you mean to tell me that I can do this as well? It's beautiful. Yeah, so I'd say that's probably, like, the biggest thing that's the most visible? I'll pass on to you now, Sam.
So, thank you, Jay. That's a fantastic example of like external community presence. But I'm going to get into more of the like meat and potatoes of community building, because it as much as I wish it would be, it's not just vibes. It's an ecosystem. It's a framework. It's very intentionally thought out because it is people. It is beautiful, complex, diverse, various folks that all come with their own stories, that all come with their own histories, all come with their own wounds, us included too, and we're all trying to heal of sorts together. When we think about community building, there are three things that you need to build a community. One, you need an idea to get around. Like, you need a cause, you need a thought process, you need something to pull you all in together, a belief system. And we can go, you know, trans folks absolutely have every right in gym spaces and movement spaces. Second, you need a collective action that they can all do together. What is the thing? We are here lifting tin. And the third thing you need is somebody to go first. Hi, it's me. That's literally it. Any movement over history, if you study them, and I'm a massive sociology, human psychology, like nerd in general, that's kind of a standard fitness into psychology pipeline. But in the beginning, it was like, okay, how do you show, convince, do whatever language you want to use that this space is actually where we should be. It is safe. The gym environment does not have to be the way that we have seen it. And for queer folks, especially for trans folks, gyms haven't been safe spaces. Movements, but like sporting teams, everything has been full of discrimination. Who are you, and I'm pointing to me here, to say, come and join this toxic space? That was the perception. That was the perception 10 years ago, almost 15 years ago, and it's really heartwarming to me to hear you say, Jay, that you can see the change, because it has changed massively. And the way that I did it in the beginning was like, I'm doing this cool thing that I really, really enjoy. I encourage you to come along. And as people started to join, there needs to be values, aspirations, code of conducts. They're all the tangible things that you can build, because we all... we're community, but we may not all necessarily be each other's people. And what's exciting for me now is there are so many different options that folks can pick, different sorts of movement modalities. We're just one in the like powerlifting, strength and conditioning space. We're not the only one.
Hello, this is Chloe Allison Escott of the Native Cats, and you are listening very closely, I hope, to 3CR.
CR, your station, your voice.
Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan.
Welcome to Rainbows Don't Fade with Age on Radio 3CR.
Welcome to Trans Creator Radio.
Where histories, queer futures, it's an audio journey into the story.
Trans Day of Audibility, a day for us to be heard and not seen.
3CR, your station, your voice.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio's Trans Day of Audibility broadcast. That was my conversation with Sam and Gia of T Generation Gym, a trans-owned and operated gym in so-called Coburg, about building a community of strong trans and gender non-conforming people, the space's evolution, and the two coaches' experiences in the fitness industry as trans people. You can find more information about the gym on Instagram. Their handle is at tgengyms. That's all I have time for today's broadcast, but stay tuned for more of 3CR's Trans Day of Audibility broadcast. Next up is Katie Discreetly speaking with trans women from four separate countries about their experiences with imposter syndrome.